Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-0525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us today. We're here every Sunday live from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank all of our affiliates on the AM and FM dial, our satellite listeners, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and the WWCR Global Shortwave listeners as well for tuning in. We are here again every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I do live radio 6 days a week, Monday through Friday. We take off Saturday, and then we're here back in the saddle on Sundays. We'll have open phones today. No guests today because I have a lot of important news and information to cover. President Bush and his handlers are preparing to remove the last obstacle in their way to attack Iran and have at least semi-congressional approval to do so by labeling some of the Iranian military as terrorists. The Iranian military special forces or their National Guard as a terrorist, he can then use some legalese to attack Iran because the authority given to President Bush was not a declaration of war. It was an open-ended to protect the American people from terrorists or to enforce the U.N. sanctions on Iraq. Well, now expanding that out to meaning terrorist in Iran. So this is very, very serious news. Headline, London Telegraph today, terror label paves way for airstrikes Sunday, August 26, 2007. Later in the broadcast, I want to spend at least 10 minutes eulogizing a good friend of mine. I felt like I knew him well personally from countless radio interviews, but I didn't even get a chance to meet him in person. Both of us lead very busy lives until earlier this year, and I knew that he was probably going to die. He had told me that privately, so I went and visited him while he was getting cancer treatment in Houston, Texas. He normally, of course, hailed from Beverly Hills in California, there in Los Angeles, a director, a film producer, patriot, gubernatorial and presidential candidate, good friend of mine, Aaron Russo, died in the pre-dawn hours at about 4 in the morning out in California at the hospital, and it was picked up by several California newspapers. You can simply Google the name Aaron Russo and find out details. We have eulogized him on PrisonPlanet.com with several little articles that we put out that I wrote up, and we also basically co-opted some of the other eulogies that have been put out there on the web and posted those as well up on the site. But we're going to be posting some of the articles we've done with Aaron and some of the video interviews I did and audio interviews I did with him this week. And during the weekday show, I'm going to be airing some excerpts of interviews throughout the week that I did with Aaron Russo. So I've got some things to say and some comments to make about my friend Aaron Russo, and I'll do that in the second half of the next hour. But you're welcome to call in as usual about any subject you'd wish. The build-up for the attack on Iran, Aaron Russo's death after that almost six-year battle with cancer, and literally I think it was more than a dozen surgeries. He was certainly a fighter. Well, there I am. I'm already getting into what happened to Aaron Russo. We'll do that later. Also in the stacks, I'm sure that listeners are going to want to talk about the History Channel hit piece that has aired now three times in the last week. It's going to be airing again tonight, and generally these type of special programs, we've done a look at it. I've talked to the producer of it. It'll probably air 15 times by the end of the year, another 15 times next year. A two-hour hit piece, a carpet, a woven structure of lies so monumental, so massive, that it really even boggles the mind to try to even address it. I am the central devil in the production. It begins with my great evil, ends with me as this abomination who's hurting the families. Of course, they don't tell you that we've interviewed literally hundreds of victims and hundreds of family members. Hundreds. I've done hundreds and hundreds of interviews, sometimes five, six or more of the victims, people who were ex-firemen, police, survivors, or widows, or widowers, daughters, sons, grandmothers, brothers, sisters, girlfriends, on my radio show. And I've done many sit-down interviews in New York and other areas of the country. And we tried to supply these individuals to the show. They didn't want to talk to them. We tried to supply them to the BBC hit piece that was very similar, but failed in comparison to the scope. I guess when you've got 2 hours, it can be far worse, or about an hour and a half broadcast time, transmission time. And then, of course, they ignored Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims family group. And Bill Doyle has over 7,000 families in his organization. He's the head of it. And you've seen him all over national television. Well, he's come to the realization that he lost his son, Joey, that it's a total inside job. Said this over a year ago on my show, and that the majority of the victims groups believe it's an inside job. The majority believe it's a total inside job that is carried out by criminal elements of the government. History Channel basically says all of the victims and all of their families believe what Bush said and what the government said, and that basically I am Satan. 2 hour special airing over and over and over again. And frankly, I wish that I was the bad guy in all of this. I wish that this stuff wasn't true. And frankly, I wish I wasn't being demonized on national television. When I got started in this stuff 12, 13 years ago, it was fun to have local TV interview me, and it was fun to have somebody say hi to me on the street. That novelty wore off a long time ago. And basically, I'm at the point of no return. I just can't turn back in the work I've done. And this is what I do. The evidence is conclusive. I wish to God every day it wasn't. And it is freakish to know that the general public has absolutely no... In fact, I have an AP article here that just came out a few days ago. And it's... Excuse me, this is a agency, French Press. And it says... But AP also covered the survey. Two-thirds of U.S. adults admit to being in the dark about political issues outside of the United States, and only a third are well-versed in U.S. politics, the result of a poll published shows. And it goes on to say that... that only 14% of men say that they are knowledgeable on world politics, with only 3% of women saying they're knowledgeable and saying they just don't care or and just don't know. And believe me, when both the House and Senate heads of the Armed Services Committees on television, they've asked them, what's a Sunni, what's a Shiite? And they go, well, the Shiite's Al-Qaeda and the Sunni fights them. Now, again, folks, Shiites are the... different. They're the opposite of the sect of Islam that the supposed Al-Qaeda comes from, even if you believe that bogeyman made up fraud. Now, I know I talk about this all the time. It's just one example. I mean, we're trying to talk to a general public who literally has no idea about how anything works now. And to know that we've gone from the most informed, most educated, and most successful population in world history... 4% of the world's population, half the wealth, 90-plus percent of all the patents. The founding fathers, on average, could speak four languages. They could, Latin, Greek, it didn't matter, French. Now, I'm not even that smart. That's what blows me away, is that you can't even have serious discussions with people. And let me tell you what happens in history when you become dumbed down. You become enslaved. This was all engineered by design. And now the bottom has fallen out a long time ago. And you're going to get to enjoy tyranny, folks. You're going to get to experience it. I'm here planting seeds, hoping that as we get deeper into this, you'll finally wake up and decide to get informed about liberty and freedom as you are about Harley Davidsons and how to act cool and how to strut around, okay, and how to have big biceps. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order to Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, I see we have loaded phone lines here. Your calls will be aired coming up in the next segment after many stations break for the news. The number is 877-590-5525, or locally, we're listening to our flagship station, News Radio 590 KLBJ, that I broadcast out of here in Austin, Texas, 836-0590. There's also a message board up on PrisonPlanet.com. And there's a little section there for on-air questions, and I normally do have time to get to those, and I always enjoy the comments and questions you raise there, and many times people on the board can answer the questions a lot better than even I can, kind of the collective minds together there at PrisonPlanet.com. I said I'd get into the History Channel hit piece, and see here with the calls that folks want to get into that. Also, there's some very interesting economic news on what's happening on the housing front and with the dollar right now, and with interest rates being lowered last week. We'll be covering that as well. But really, the top story today is something that developed last week and then into Monday and Tuesday of last week up in Montebello, right outside Ottawa in the capital of Canada. They had the third annual Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting. Now, this was set up in 2005, just north of me at the Crawford Ranch, between then-President Vicente Fox of Mexico and, of course, the Prime Minister of Canada, Mr. Howard, and our current President George Bush. And that agreement is still secret. But we were able, by a FOIA request and lawsuits filed by Judicial Watch, at the second annual secret meeting. Now, no one even knew the meeting was happening. And then local press up in Banff, beautiful area, out in the middle of nowhere at this big resort, said, why are there all these helicopters and troops and armed guards? And, well, it was the leadership of all three countries met in secret. And then the lawsuits were filed, and we got the minutes. And it says, we're going to keep it secret, carbon tax, North American Union. I mean, it's all there in the document. And I'd just been there a few months before with the Bilderberg Group 2006 meeting that they had in Ottawa. So now they've got to be more public about it. So they have the third annual public summit, but public meaning there were a few press conferences. They had it on this private area, Montebello, surrounded there, you know, this parkland surrounded by the lake and the river, and people couldn't get in, and they had all these stormtrooper-dressed police. They reported $8 million on the police to... Or was it $80 million? I forget. It was in the... I'll actually Google that and pull that up. And it was the customary black ski mask. It was the customary Darth Vader outfits. And the same thing that always happened since 1999 in Seattle, where all this started. The gear was issued all over North America. And then now every time there was an event, the planes land. Off the planes get the black block anarchist. I personally witnessed them do this. And they will go up, led by Special Forces U.S. troops, led by Delta Force in some cases. By the way, this has been in the Seattle newspapers, what you're hearing right now. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. I mean, you'll have 6'5" guys who have like 1% body fat in anarchist outfits, and they'll just be shoving people to the ground and throwing bottles at cops, and the cops are ordered by their captains to stand down. And you learn that they're police. So before I tell you what happened, because this time they got caught. Now, we've always caught them, but the media has never admitted it. This is a CBC television. Quebec police admit they went undercover at Montebello protest. And it shows screenshots of the YouTube video that was shot of this. I have a Toronto Star where 3 days ago they were investigating provocateurs. Now the police have admitted that they were in there, and we knew they were cops. I mean, one of these guys is like 6'6", giant arms, exactly what I saw in Austin at the Fortune 599. No one had resisted them. No one had done anything. So let me go back and tell you the story. We've aired this on my local cable show. I've literally got thousands of tapes, but we're digging it out. And we're going to put this on the web and show you, because it's the same thing. And I show up to cover the demonstration. It's 99. They've got, it's right after Seattle. They've got hundreds and hundreds of police. It had to be more than 500 lined up in Darth Vader outfits, black masks, black shields over their faces, tear gas, clubs, shotguns, loaded with pepper spray. All of these weapons. And we show up, we're going to march from the Capitol. It's only about 300 protesters, 400 or so. And we're going to march down to the Four Seasons on the river. Where they're now Lady Bird Johnson Lake, it's really a river, but that shows they tell the guppies it's a lake, they believe it. That's what I mean. Reality's out the window here, just even basic terms. But not being mean, just call it Lady Bird River or something. But again, don't tell the guppies that. And so they want to believe, well, whatever, let them drink the Kool-Aid. so all of a sudden I'm standing there with video camera, and I got Mike Hansen out there with me, and all of a sudden I see these huge guys. One of them about 6 foot, other about 6'5", 6'6", I don't know, huge. And they're shoving people, going, come on, let's fight. Ah! And I notice there's about 15 black bloc anarchists, and they're like smiling at them and pulling their little mask down and winking. And I go, we got cops over here trying to start a riot. Cops, cops, cops. And all of a sudden, the little anarchists, see, and these were local anarchists who we know aren't cops, showing they all work together, walk up and start shoving me. And I'm like, see, officers, see what your little minions are doing? There's people up on top of the bank buildings with video cameras. They got binoculars watching us. And I say to this little red-haired anarchist, I say, oh, that's your boss is up there on the building. And he goes, and now understand Mike's wandered off with the video camera. He's off videotaping, so I don't have this on tape. And he shoves me right in the chest, and he goes, listen, we are taking over, and when we do, we're going to kill you. Do you understand you're dead? Listen to me, Jones. Of course they're with us. And, I mean, this guy was scary. I mean, because he was like 30-something years old. He was leading the anarchist. And, I mean, this was an undercover Fed, and he was, that's right, and we're taking over. Right in the chest. Now you gonna do something, boy? Yeah. And I was like, whoa. Not only were these cops over, and then all of a sudden I run over and I go, that's it. They're cops instigating. I want them arrested. 20 cops run across the street and go, back off, Jones, back off. And they go, we're going to talk to these men. And they drag them off like they're going to arrest them. And you see them. And then they insert two more cops dressed the same in black and bandanas and all this stuff. And I'm going, whoa. Okay, so not only have we just seen that in Seattle, we then saw it here in Austin, Texas, when the Fortune 500 came to town. And we witnessed it, and we videotaped it. Now, it doesn't matter if it is Genoa, Italy. It doesn't matter if it's Glen Eagles in Scotland in the G8 meeting back in 2005. It's the same group. Sometimes it's even the same people. I recognize them when they take their mask off. And in the case of Seattle, they house them. So you had 60,000 peaceful people out there against globalization, against Republicans and Democrats, breaking the left-right paradigm, waking the people up, saying we don't want globalization, we don't want Congress to hand over its authority to the unelected, unaccountable World Trade Organization. And all of a sudden, 50 anarchists throw bottles, hit cops, burn trash cans. And we got cops being ordered, stand down, stand down. The cops are going, ah, bleeding. When we get back, I'll tell you the rest of the story. It was all hired, all run by the U.S. Army. Well, guess what? They caught them in Canada. So they could show you, look at the protesters, they're bad. See, the Montebello thing is reasonable, the SPP is reasonable, and the cops have now been caught with rocks assaulting other police. It was all staged. It is so criminal, it blows my mind. Stay with us.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisory, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
This is a big story we're talking about here. Remember what happened just 4 or 5 days ago in eastern Canada, in Montebello. They're having this SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, meeting. They've tried to keep the last two meetings secret. People have sued them to get the documents. You get the documents, they're engaging in high treason, selling out our infrastructure, selling out our roads, our waterways, handing them over to multinationals and so-called privatization deals, merging our bureaucracies, the whole nine yards. And then we find out, well, first off, people watching television, all they saw wasn't the thousands of peaceful protesters that showed up at Parliament, the middle-aged families with their children, the major unions. There were 9 U.S. unions, a bunch of Canadian unions up there, conservatives, liberals, well-spoken people, press conferences. You didn't see that on the news, and we monitored it, and our listeners monitored it. You didn't see that. What you saw on CNN and Fox was about a 30-second clip of President Bush saying, oh, you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists and nuts think we're setting up a North American Union at this. And then it cuts to 15 anarchists going, like that, fighting with each other. Well, guess what happened? Citizens of Canada and the U.S. with their own video cameras from every conceivable angle shot what happened. And it turns out that the anarchists would just march up to police. They would give little hand signals with the police. The cops would walk over. Cops in anarchist outfits would walk over and give a cue to the cops. And then they would have just a little fake fight. And if you watch police riot training videos, there's a bunch of these on the web. Just type in police riot training or martial law training, and you'll see it from North Carolina to Texas. It'll be people dressed up like anarchists fighting, crashing into the cops. They throw rocks, bottles at each other. There's cops on horseback. It's rough. Well, see, they do the same thing. They do simulated fights for the news cameras, and then they put it on television, and they'll even have 10 or 15 or something big like Seattle, 50 hired thugs. And in Seattle, it's all in my film, Police State to the Takeover. We have clips of the newscast and the cops and the citizens and interviews we did on top of it. It shows the unbelievable. They took 50 of these hardcore communists who are for big government and for the World Trade Organization and the rest of it. They sent them to Oregon to a training camp to train them to be anarchists. But notice they have red flags, anarchists who are for no government, but that have the flag of total government communism. And they showed up in Seattle, tore everything up, burned everything for a day. The media showed it and said, look, the cops aren't doing anything. And it turns out they're being led by Delta Force. This was in the Seattle Times, Seattle Intelligencer, Seattle Post Intelligencer. It was in Seattle Weekly. It was in the three major papers of Seattle. It's all in my film. Just type Police State 2 The Takeover into Google. You can go watch a two-hour film. Go watch cops admitting it. We were ordered to stand down, the government running these people. Then they went and housed the 50 anarchists for a week while they attacked the peaceful people. The cops weren't allowed to attack the hired thugs. We have them then being released like a pit bull on a chain has been being beaten. The kid that's beaten the pit bull is then told to go indoors, and they put an old lady down in front of the pit bull. We have cops running up to old ladies who are out front of their houses, savagely hitting them with billy clubs so hard they're breaking bones, and then young women on the ground with cops, with pleasure, stomping the women in the head and grunting with hatred and exertion as they do it. We have the city council admitting it. We have it all on tape in Police State 2, The Takeover. My point here is that I've had to see this over and over again. So a few months after that, they have the Fortune 500. A few months after that, in 99, they have the Fortune 500, and they've issued the same Darth Vader outfit, the same black uniforms and armor. And I'm out there going, these are cops shoving people and starting stuff. I'm like, and all of a sudden, the little anarchists run over and I'm like, yeah, Jones, and we're going to kill you. We're going to kill you someday. And it was like, and you can tell what somebody means it. And I was like, oh, my God, you guys are for real. And I look up and I go, so you work for those guys up on the building. And he goes, that's right. And you're dead when we take over. And he went back over with his buddy cops. Okay? Now, there, I start screaming, so the cops run over and act like they arrest the two Austin PD. And there were Austin PD there that day. You're listening right now. And I want you to consciously ask yourselves, how have you gotten so evil that you go out with people trying to engage in their First Amendment, and you engage in crimes trying to get riots started so you can beat the hell out of people like me? What has happened to our country? What's happened to the West? What's happened to the world? It's just unbelievable. And what happened here? You can watch the YouTube video of it plain as day. You got the cops with rocks in their hands. Big, old, huge. I mean, I'm talking a rock you can barely get in your hand. A rock you can kill somebody with. Running around, shoving people, trying to hit people. And you've got older demonstrators. One of them's the head of a major union, a doctor, and others. And they're going, stop it. I can't wait to interview them next week. We're going to get in touch with them. They're going, stop it. These are cops. These are cops. These are cops. Look at them. Look at their boots. The cops were so dumb, they're wearing the same boots as the cops in the riot gear. These are huge guys. I mean, you know, your regular anarchist is a little dope-spoken, you know, chicken-neck person. I mean, these are big bull cops. And then all of a sudden, the cops get their masks jerked off. You can see it's cops that look really upset and embarrassed. We got screenshots of them up there. And so they run over and whisper to the cops, okay, we're going to stage something. And then they act like they're attacking the cops. And the cops grab them, throw them down on the ground. They zoom in on the boots. Same decal, same name boot. The neocons on the web said we were liars and conspiracy theorists and making up that it was cops. We know cops when we see them. We've seen it over and over again. Now they've admitted, okay, those are our cops. First they tried to say it was a conspiracy, but then they counted the number of protesters arrested. The four that were arrested that were real protesters, everybody knew and they had their names. And then it went on local TV, people recognized who the cops were. They were local federal police. They were local Mounties. Shameful. So imagine the police in the U.S., they do it in Mexico too, the police in Mexico, the police in Canada, the police in Germany, the police in England. Oh my God, Putin does this all the time in Russia. They dress their own cops up like anarchists. They go into the big foundation, big government-funded foundations, Ford Foundation-funded and others, anarchists, who then mill around with them under their command. In some cases, actual U.S. cream-of-the-crop special forces commands them on the ground to carry this out. I mean, I'm asking police out there, how do you do this to your countries? You go out and commit crimes and attack other officers, in some cases unknowing officers, and then you blame it on the First Amendment, and then they set up for Seattle. Oh, we got to ban protest in many areas, and we're banning them in the city. And then, oh, we got to have free speech zones. And then we can have a spontaneous Hillary Clinton or a spontaneous George Bush, as long as they're establishment rally. But if anybody shows up at a downtown park wearing a shirt that says no blood for oil or down with Bush or down for Hillary, it's both parties doing it, you are arrested. And I have stacks of these articles. Just this week, you know, I took a few days off, but I couldn't stay off the computer. And I was reading all the mainline articles out of North Carolina and Georgia and Tennessee and Texas and Oregon. There were all these articles where people would just go to a public event and be arrested, and then be charged with felonies. And then articles where people would have signs out on the street corner saying impeach Bush, and cops pull up and arrest them. Or people have an upside-down flag on their house and a Ron Paul sign saying America's in distress, and they cop comes and beats them up and arrests them. I mean, that was on national news. And they go, you're just not allowed to do that. Look, here it is today. It says, wrongly arrested Bush protester awarded $80,000 government settlement. On July 4th, Jeffrey and Nicole Rank attended a public Independence Day event in Charleston, West Virginia, where President Bush was speaking. Despite the fact that the event was open to the public and was held on public land, the Ranks were arrested for wearing anti-Bush T-shirts. So the good news is some lawsuits aren't being won over all this, but I'm asking you, the listeners, I'm asking police out there, I mean, how has it gotten to this point where these were staged terror attacks? Staging attacking someone with a rock to stage a riot is terror under your own U.S. code. I mean, that's an example of government-sponsored terror, government-sponsored hysteria and fear. And I'm tired of it, man. I'm glad you're getting caught. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called NutriTrala, the time-relief alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells. If you want to protect your cells, if you want to lower tissue insulin resistance, if you want to protect your DNA and your mitochondria, the most important, powerful protectant available now is NutriTrala. NutriTrala. You can purchase at 888-212-8871 or securely online at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, bringing you solutions for life. Take care and listen to the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We're live, my friends. It is the 26th day of August 2007. I promise we're going to get George, Paula, Rick, Michael, and many others at 877-590-5525 here in just a minute or so. But I want to restate it again for the record. It is a big deal when the federal governments of Canada, the U.S., and most of the other Western governments, we've seen them do the same thing, openly send in feds and local police to stage burning trash cans, attacking cops, four video cameras, to then fire with rubber bullets and to physically attack. And, I mean, in Seattle, they went into neighborhoods. And I mean, we got them beating old women down, pulling cars over randomly and spraying, pepper spraying people's faces, just a frothing. It's like mind control. A police riot. It's like release the cyber car or release the something out of Lord of the Rings or something, you know, when they release all the minions of Sauron or something. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, to go with all these peaceful, mainly middle-aged people standing around going no to globalization, no to the New World Order, no to NAFTA, no to expansion of GATT, no to the SPP, and there's cops running around with rocks hitting other cops, staging it. I mean, that is so criminal. And they were about to beat the living daylights out of those people, folks. I mean, the damn people die at these things. When they shoot rubber bullets up close and it goes through the eye into the brain. I mean, I'm tired of it, man. I mean, why do you do this? Well, you work for the globalists, and they want to be able to ban protest. And they're restricting them, and they're cordoning them off, and they're claiming free speech zones. I had Austin cops. We were protesting Perry downtown a few months ago. And I had Austin cops come saying, "You're not allowed to without a permit." And I said, "Listen, you can tell some people that and you fool them, but not me." And I said, "We're not blocking any streets. This is not a permit to take over Congress and march down the street. That you need a permit for. I'm here, and I'm not blocking the sidewalk, and you can go ahead and arrest me, and I'm going to sue you. You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride." And he said, "I'm going to arrest you." And I said, "Go ahead." And then he went and told the media that he hadn't done it, but I'd caught him on video and then later got it out there and people saw the lie. But again, threatening to arrest me for my First Amendment. And I'm not supposed to get mad at you. I mean, I try hard to like you. But you work for an evil government that has you doing evil things. And now I got to thank you? Well, listen, let me just tell the cops something. You get hired to go out in provocateur events. Well, higher up in Black Ops, they carry out things like 9/11 and blame it on foggy boogeymen. Do you understand that? You see, this is government-sponsored terror, what you did in Austin. It's government-sponsored terror in Montebello. It's government-sponsored terror in Genoa. It's government-sponsored terror in Glen Eagles. It's government-sponsored terror in Seattle. And you've been caught. It's now in major newspapers, and there's millions of views on this on the web, and now people are finally getting it. Now they're finally understanding. Because listen, back, you know, back in 99, 2000, when stuff was going on in Austin around the country, I didn't know that all the anarchists themselves worked for them. And I guess there may be some young 15-year-olds who don't know. But, I mean, these are like 35, 40-year-old people. They know. They're on the payroll, folks, and they're being commanded by cops and by feds. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Coming up, I'll get into Aaron Russo's death, a great tragedy. He died in the early morning hours Friday, just a couple days ago. And we've got some comments up on PrisonPlanet.com about that. Again, coming up during the week, I'm going to be doing some interviews, and Aaron, some of the old interviews, dealing with Aaron Russo. But that's coming up in the next hour. In fact, speaking of Aaron Russo, let's just take a call on that subject now. Then coming up, I'm going to get to the History Channel, the mother of all hit pieces against myself and others, set to air again tonight against 9/11 Truth. It is a complete fraud and is only going to hurt him in the end. And it was produced, by the way, by Hearst Publishing. They wanted to keep that secret. They're very upset that that came out because it is a big infomercial for their propaganda, the fathers of yellow journalism. Let's talk to George in Florida. You're on the air, George. Thanks for holding.
I got to say one thing. When I heard Aaron Russo passed away, my heart was heavy. And believe me, I felt a little vacuum. But then something inside me said, well, by honoring Aaron Russo, we just keep doing what we're doing and keep winning the info war.
I agree. I only take a vacation once or twice a year, and I took off 3 days, went to the Texas coast. People were like, the hurricane. No, the hurricane hit Mexico, folks. Texas coast was fine. And it was nice sunny weather. And I walked in about 5 o'clock. The phone had been ringing off the hook there at the motel. And it was my office, and Aaron Russo died this morning. And I just, it was like somebody took the wind out of my sails. It was really depressing to see that happen. But we knew it was coming for a long time. You know, he'd been saying he'd been fighting it for 5 years. It turns out he'd been fighting it for close to six. And it's just absolutely amazing what that guy went through. Quite a fighter.
And also, too, my dad's retired Miami Police Department, from the Miami Police Department. Believe me, he cried, and he knew this stuff was going on because he was with the Internal Affairs, and he found out cops were staging dope deals in front of people's driveways just so they can go raid the house so one police officer can buy the house and go move right in.
No, I know. Listen, my friend, again, maybe it's where I grew up, but I grew up in Rockwall, Texas, the richest county in Texas, also the smallest county in Texas. So my dad, a dentist, was like a sharecropper in that town. You know, we lived in the 4-bedroom house, not the 20-bedroom house. But, I mean, he was on the low end of the scale. So I grew up, and some of my friends and, you know, some of the other neighborhoods that I was in and people I knew, there were billionaires. And so I got a chance to see how people really live. And let me tell you something. The sheriff, and he later went to prison for this, was a cocaine, heroin, and marijuana dealer. The police were almost all dealing it, and everybody knew it. And see, I didn't use drugs, but most everybody else did. And it was just like, yeah, I went to the cops I went to the cops and bought some cocaine, or I went to the cops and bought the marijuana. And then I'd see cops bust my friends for marijuana or for beer, and I'd go up and shoot my mouth off and say, you know, you guys sell that. And they'd say, we're going to kill you if you don't shut up. And they called my dad up, and they said, look, move out of the town, or we're going to kill you. I didn't know why my dad suddenly, when I was 16, said, we're moving to Austin, and sold his dental practice. But, I mean, the cops dealt the drugs and ruled, and later the sheriff went to prison for it. And a prominent retired FBI agent, right before he retired, raided like a 5-bedroom house in our neighborhood. He lived right down the hill from us because we lived on a golf course, and it was right over the hole that we lived, you know, right above. He lived about 2 houses down on the next street. And I knew because people rode around on golf carts and you talked to people and found out who they were. And he was an FBI guy who had raided the house and then moved into it. And it was like a house an FBI agent couldn't afford. And then I moved down to Austin and I had friends whose dads were in the FBI. And I'd be up on Cat Mountain or I'd be, you know, up in Rob Roy. And back then it was a $2 million house. You're like, how are you living in a $2 million house? You know, I mean, it's just, it's, folks, it's so corrupt you can't even imagine it. And I'm just more and more freaked out every day. I realize that we're completely screwed. I mean, I don't know how else to say it or how else to put it out there to you. But And you've got it's an army of yuppies who will serve the corporate agenda. They'll produce whatever film the corporates want. They'll write whatever article the corporates want. They'll do whatever they say just to have that, quote, success in this evil system. And now you see the dollar plunging, the housing market in trouble, the test scores falling even more, just every form of disease skyrocketing in the U.S. We see just we're falling apart because we've become so corrupt. And I just want to turn it around. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Belton. Rick, you're on the air. Welcome. Belton, Texas. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I'm honored. Real briefly, I'm going to try to make this as brief as I can. On August 17th and on August 20th, Michael Medved, first he had the Secretary of Commerce of the Bush administration on the 17th and basically told his audience, as limited as it is, I think he's on the lower rungs of the talk show host, but he told everybody that the Texas corridor doesn't exist and the North American Union doesn't exist.
And then next he attacked me.
And then on the 20th, yes, he attacked Ron Paul by using you, and he played you at your angriest. And I was actually a little worried about you because it was so, maybe you were talking about this new documentary on the History Channel when you were so angry, but you said they'd ruined your life and you were all scum. You know how you get sometimes? And people who've listened to you for years like I have were really saddened by that broadcast.
No, I understand. And listen, all Medved's doing is blowing his feet off. Look, listen, last week I had Limbaugh, I had Neil Bortz, I had Sean Hannity, and I'm not even looking for these clips. These are clips sent to me. I had John Gibson three times. And I know Medved because I got a bunch of calls and also sent the audio files. And frankly, I heard 10 seconds of it and turned, I don't have time to even listen to it. All attack me with the same clips and the same things. It's talking points. And that's what depresses me, is that in England, the BBC aired their hit piece against me again. Channel 4 aired a hit piece against me again. Here domestically, History Channel hit me last week. They're hitting me again tonight. And it just lets me know how evil they are. And Medved and all of them are there to neutralize conservatives so you don't wake up, so that it's too late when you finally wake up. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour. We'll start up with your calls. They get into the History Channel hit piece and Aaron Russo. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.